Good evening. I'm Sam Friedman with the KUAC News Minor Update. The Fairbanks North Star Borough School Board decided Monday to ask voters this fall to approve a $27.7 million bond package to pay for repairs to district facilities. The board also took a last look at next year's $238 million budget before it considers final approval tonight. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
The administration proposal passed by the school board Monday would ask borough voters to approve selling bonds to pay for nearly $27.7 million in repairs, including replacement of the roof at Ben Eielson High School and Wood River Elementary, and electrical system upgrades for other facilities around the district.
Then that would go over to the borough for their consideration.
Superintendent Karen Gaborik says the district's projects would be included with others that borough officials plan to ask voters to consider approving in the October municipal election. She says the work at Wood River Elementary would finally complete the renovation that's been underway there on and off for several years now.
This final phase includes the last demolition, making sure everything's ADA compliance, some structural upgrades. That is that very last phase that we just haven't quite been able to get at.
Also Monday, board members approved spending just over $500,000 to repair the roof over Lathrop High School's gymnasium and locker rooms. Members then began reviewing the district's nearly $238 million total budget for the coming school year. District Chief Financial Officer Lisa Pierce says that's about 1% lower than this year's budget, but she says it'll enable district officials to restore much of the funding the administration initially had proposed to cut.
It brings back a little over $8 million, and that's basically what we were cutting.
Gaborik says she's especially glad to recommend funding for full-day kindergarten at 9 more elementary schools. She says administrators had initially planned to recommend adding it at 5 more schools, but decided to use the additional $8.2 million to offer it at all 9 schools that didn't yet have it.
Given the additional revenues that we have and some of the savings, I think it's a good move to do it now. It's good for our community. Parents want it. Teachers are very supportive, especially our first grade teachers who have been experiencing the results of full-day kindergartens.
Next year's district budget also calls for hiring enough teachers to keep class sizes from growing any larger and to keep the student-teacher ratio the same as this year's. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
A 30-year-old Fairbanks man is accused of shooting at people, vehicles, and buildings while driving drunk on South Cushman Street early Sunday morning. Calvin Brown Scott faces 9 felony charges, including weapons misconduct and criminal mischief. According to a criminal complaint filed in court on Monday, Fairbanks police received several reports at 3:27 a.m. of a man firing a gun out the window of a silver car driving on South Cushman Street. One of the callers reported hearing a series of 6 shots, a pause, 6 more shots, another pause, and then another 4 shots. Several buildings were damaged during the shooting. A window at Variety Motors was destroyed, and a bullet hole was found in the wall inside. A window at the American Legion was also hit by a bullet. Residents of a 24th Avenue home told police they awoke to find a bullet had entered their home, traveled down a hallway, and through a wall. No injuries were reported. Police said Scott smelled strongly of alcohol, had trouble following simple instructions, and declined to perform field sobriety tests. Police found a Springfield XD 45 caliber handgun between the driver's seat and the center console. A spent shell casing was found inside the car on the passenger side floorboard. The Trump administration is trying to throw out an Obama-era ban on certain types of predator harvest within Alaska National Preserves. An NPS release says the agency proposes amending a 2015 rule that banned some hunting and trapping practices allowed by the state. The Park Service describes it as a move to, quote, enhance consistency with harvest regulations on surrounding non-federal lands and waters. The group Alaskans for Wildlife described the proposal as a return to, quote, last century regulation reestablishing the baiting of bears and a litany of egregious savage killing. The proposed rule change is to be established in today's Federal Register. The Interior Department will accept comments for 60 days. Spring trail restrictions will remain in effect past the Memorial Day holiday at the Chena River State Recreation Area because of persistent snow in the area. Alaska State Parks had planned to open the bicycle and motorized trails by this weekend, but announced Monday that the spring restrictions will remain in effect until June 1st. The park's office restricts vehicle use on trails in the springtime in order to prevent trail damage while the trails are wet and muddy. Under the restrictions, the Compo, Stiles, and Angel Creek Hillside Trails are closed to all uses except walking. For more on these stories and others, go to newsmatter.com or kuac.org. I'm Sam Friedman.